Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for May 30th, 2017. Berlin's red-red-green government wants to introduce a 30 km/h speed limit on certain main roads in the capital to reduce emission of nitric oxide and CO2. Another important segment of the overall plan is to emphasize the needs of pedestrians and bicyclists more in the future. Traffic Senator Christine Gunter explained that the levels of nitric oxide are above the allowed limit on many main roads. This puts the health of 20 to 25,000 Berliners at risk. The gases contribute to the formation of ozone and Feinstaub, or fine dust, a material that is said to be carcinogenic. A survey commissioned by RBB and Berliner Morgenpost shows that 50% of Berliners are against this proposed speed limit. The German car club ADAC is referencing a study that compared the emission rates at speeds of 30 and 50 kilometers per hour and could find no difference between the two. A blog post by Schwimmblog Berlin stated that 9 of the 26 city-owned public pools were closed last weekend, despite temperatures up to 30 degrees Celsius. According to the spokesperson of Berliner Bäderbetriebe, Matthias Olowev, the company needs more staff, especially lifeguards. Only 17 out of 25 positions are filled at the moment. The candidates must be athletic enough to pull a 100-kilogram swimmer out of the water, a condition that is not easily met. Except for the pool at Stockinvest, all pools are planned to be open this coming weekend. Berlin students might be getting a separate subject on political education. Up until now, political topics have been randomly addressed in subjects like history, ethics, or geography. The demand is coming from students themselves who have been lobbying for several years and don't want to wait any longer. By summer 2018, they want to see results. According to SPD politician Maya Lasic, the question is no longer if, but how the new subject can be integrated. The proposal is for political education to be taught 1 hour per week in grades 7 through 10, but because of financial costs and staffing issues, the new class cannot be added to the students' timetable simply. Additionally, is the question of which subject will be downsized. Local politicians are still discussing whether these changes can be realized. A suspicious-looking car caused a major police operation in Schöneberg yesterday. The car was parked in a bus lane on Hauptstrasse and about to be removed by police when wires and a fuel canister were detected on the back seat. The license plate on the car had also been reported as previously stolen. The street was partially closed in both directions, and apartments and a Kita had to be evacuated. Police used a remote-controlled robot to examine the car and determined that the cables were harmless and part of a self-built USB charging station. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill to get our podcast as a daily flash briefing on the Amazon Echo devices. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends. Thanks for listening.